And now, James Gravel.
How much do you know about God's Word, the Bible? In three previous presentations, we began a discussion of the various dispensations during which God has interacted with humanity, the patriarchal, the Mosaic, and the Christian dispensations. In our last lesson, we commented on the Christian dispensation, which we would like to continue discussing today. The Christian dispensation represents the culmination of all of God's actions on behalf of humankind. Paul stated in Galatians 4:4 that Jesus came in the fullness of time. When Christ arrived, he brought the one thing the earth's inhabitants desperately needed, salvation from sin. In writing to the young evangelist Timothy, Paul spoke of God who saved us and called us with a holy calling, not according to our works, but according to his own purpose and grace, which was given us in Christ Jesus, notice, before times eternal, 2 Timothy 1:9. In Ephesians 1:4, Paul wrote that God chose us in Christ, notice, before the foundation of the world. One chapter later, Paul spoke of the eternal purpose which God accomplished in Christ Jesus our Lord, Ephesians 2 verse 11. Christ's arrival and the commencement of the activities that would form the backbone of the Christian dispensation were no accidents, as the passages quoted earlier clearly show. God knew, even before he set in place the foundation of the earth, that humans would sin. He also knew, as Romans 3:25 makes clear, that he would need to send his Son, Jesus Christ, to serve as a substitute sacrifice for the sins of those humans. If anyone questions the need for the Christian dispensation, all he has to do is read Romans 3 verse 23 and Romans 6:23. All have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, and the wages of sin is death. And if anyone questions God's determination to see the Christian dispensation through to the very end, all he needs to do is read John 3:16. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. In those three passages, we find the problem, man's sin, and the solution, God's gift of Jesus Christ as humanity's Savior.